brace yourselves. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast with Wix. Let's do it right.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. We are all self-isolating. Team, are you all there? Can you hear me? Can everyone else hear you? Let me start with you, Matt Dyson. Yes, Matt Dyson.
I am here, Dave. Come in, Dave.
Wow, you're really punching through this morning. Emma Good. Jones.
Morning.
Morning, Emma Jones. And Glenn Moore.
Hello, Dave.
We had a bit of a sticky situation where we couldn't seem to get hold of you at first. You had no reception. This is another thing that I hadn't even feared or thought about until this very morning. There is a chance that one of us might not have any phone reception one day. That's horrifying, isn't it?
Yeah. What I learned is the underground bunker in my garden doesn't have as strong a signal as I was hoping. So I had to move back to the front room.
Putting some more baked beans and some more bedding in there. Yeah. Right, well, let's focus on happier, more soothing times as I continue my serialisation of Julia Donaldson's The Snail and the Whale. Oh, if you've missed anything so far, there's basically a snail and he wants to go travelling. So here we go.
I'm sitting comfortably. Please begin, Dave.
These are the other snails in the flock, who are stuck tight to the smooth black rock. And said to the snail with the itchy foot, "Be quiet, don't wriggle, sit still, stay put. But the tiny sea snail sighed and sniffed, then cried, "I've got it, I'll hitch a lift." This is the trail of the tiny snail, a silvery trail that looped and curled, and it said, "Lift wanted around the world."
And there'll be another powerful
reading.
Powerful from Donaldson.
Tomorrow on the show. Coming up next, I want to know, as it's your Friday, what's on the to-do list? Get in touch across the Absolute Radio socials.
Prepare yourselves. We liked his voice so much, we've put it in a podcast. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning, and I want to know what's on the to-do list. It's a tricky one this Friday, asking this question, because many of you, as it is the right thing to do, will be in your homestead. But get in touch across the Absolute Radio socials. Let me know what's going on. For example, Ken did just that. And he says, "Dave, I've already created a vegetable patch and assembled the trampoline that's been in the shed for months. Better take it easy for a while now. Don't want to run out of things to do." And therein lies the trick. Matt Dyson, you know more about this than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Do you risk doing everything too soon on the to-do list?
I think I was quite the opposite. I'm just still putting stuff off and lounging around on the sofa watching telly. But yeah, I'll get to it eventually. You know, that's my motto.
On my to-do list, Sarah Jane and I need to come up with what isn't known in radio as an on-air light. It's simply a light that's outside the studio door that when it's glowing means don't come in. The situation is live. So we thought about maybe going full frat boy and like hanging a sock on the door handle, and that means that I'm otherwise engaged and to stay away. But we've got to come up with our own homemade on-air light. Ryan's just pinged through. He's growing a beetroot. That's what's on his to-do list, to nurture his beloved singular beetroot.
Yeah. Just one.
That's going to be quite a party when we all get out of isolation, Ryan. Good on you. Let us know what's on the to-do list, as I say, across the Absolute Radio socials. More coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I'm asking what's on the to-do list, and, well, Stephen says, "My to-do list is much like Robert Smith. Monday, you can hold your head. Tuesday, Wednesday, stay in bed. Or Thursday, watch the walls instead." Stay strong, Stephen. Stay strong, my friend. "I've already fixed a kitchen cabinet that I've been promising to fix for nearly a year," says Mark. See, there's a little positive about this whole thing.
Nice work.
Dave, I have been tasked with sorting the loft out. It's a mixture of Tetris, Jenga and Kaplunk up there. I'm scared. Wish me luck, says Alex. Good luck to you, Alex. Jenny says, "Dave, I'll be digging out a yoga mat, an exercise ball that I bought in Aldi when I popped in for a pint of milk a year ago." Jenny's going to be getting in shape, all bending. Glenn, what's on your to-do list?
It's to look busier. I have a tremendous sense of guilt that my girlfriend is still very much sort of working 9 to 5, but from home. And as we're in a semi-renovated flat, we're mostly in the same room as each other, which means that every time she's working, I'm just lying on the sofa playing on the PlayStation, and I feel such a tremendous sense of guilt that I need to somehow sort of disguise that. Maybe if I wore a shirt and tie whilst doing it and sort of acted really, or every time I sort of pause it every now and then just to sort of make a few notes in a notepad to make it look as if maybe it's having some sort of work or effect.
Or you're doing a game review or something for some sort of
video
game website.
I can pretend I'm streaming on Twitch, but actually I'm talking to no one apart from her.
Yes.
No. Glenn, I have tried the same trick. Just yesterday I posted a picture of me wearing a tuxedo top half just to make it look like I meant business when I strode into the kitchen. But it is about the pretense of looking busy, I suppose, when working from home. But you're absolutely right. Emma, what's on your to-do list?
I'm actually very busy. My social schedule is...
Bye!
It's rapidly filling up on Zoom. I've never spent so much time on Zoom in my life, but I keep getting booked in for things. So tonight I've got 2 pub quizzes. I've got another pub quiz tomorrow night. My Gmail calendar is as busy as ever. So just need to remember to keep all of those appointments.
Always wildly popular, even during a global pandemic. I'm so proud of you, Emma Jones. I really am. And of course, the self-isolation pub quiz returns to this breakfast show a little later on, just after 8:30. So gather all your friends and family, or just yourself around your wireless, and let's have a good old pub quiz.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. We are all self-isolating, so we all need to know what's going on out there when it comes to the world of social media. Matt Dyson, do your thing.
Well, at these times of crisis, when you need some calming words, I often turn to Matt Goss, the lead singer of Bross, who returned to prominence in that brilliant documentary, a couple of years ago now that was, I think. He simply posted on his Twitter feed a picture of himself looking very dapper in a suit with a hat on and a turtleneck collar, and just has written the line, "The good thing is you can go anywhere in your mind."
Oh, wow.
So no one should be at a loose end when you have your mind palace to go to,
And a polo neck. I couldn't.
And a polo neck, Sorry, I said turtleneck. I don't know the difference between a turtleneck and a polo neck. Dave, please enlighten me.
Well, I'm afraid it's too late for you to learn that, so let's...
Okay. Speaking of animals, though, as we just mentioned, the turtle there, there's a sea lion that yells like a human man. Producer Sam sent me, says he actually sounds like Tom Hanks, and I think he has a valid point. It's a clip of a sea lion. Here he is. Let's see if you can hear this. That's an actual sea lion.
That's if Tom Hanks is being chased with a hose.
That's one more time. Crazy honking noise from a sea lion, isn't it? It does sound very Hanks-esque, I think you'll all agree.
Is it meant to be Tom Hanks in Castaway or just Tom Hanks in normal life?
He often shouts like that, doesn't he? In most films, I think he's got at least one scene where he'll shout, "Ah!"
Wouldn't it have been a really different world if, like, Arnie had got, "I'll be back," and he then crowbarred that into all of the films that followed, if Tom Hanks had chosen to try and put Wilson into everything he'd done since 2000?
That would be amazing.
It is alarming that a seal sounds like Tom Hanks. Be weird though if it sounded like, say, Judi Dench, and it was just a seal in, like, SeaWorld just occasionally saying, "I've been expecting you, Bond."
Yeah, that would be very strange. So there's lots of other stuff doing the rounds. I'll leave that to your WhatsApp groups that you're in, because it's frankly not fit for broadcast, some of the images I'm seeing during the coronavirus outbreak. We won't talk about on a family show like this. But that's your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
It's your Friday morning, which is when I ask what's on the to-do list, and Lorna finishes off this correspondence with, "Drink 8 cups of tea a day. See 300% increase in how often I open the fridge for no reason. Watch 2 films to escape the news and then let out a scream at around 7 p.m. Kindest regards, Lorna."
Yes.
Well, thank you, Lorna. We move on, because up next, not only is it 5 words, 5 grand, but I'm posing this question. I realised that homeschooling wasn't for me when... Get in touch across the Absolute Radio socials or email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where if you are just joining us for the first time this week, firstly, where have you been? But then again, I understand you've got other stuff going on at the moment. And secondly, we are all coming from self-isolation. And that has brought so many things to the fore, which is why I wanted to ask the question this morning. I realised that homeschooling wasn't for me when... Lee was the first person to get in touch. He said, about an hour into Monday morning's lessons, my five-year-old daughter put her hand up and said, is it playtime yet, Dad? I realised that homeschooling wasn't for me when he showed me his maths homework. Suddenly, I became very unwell and I had a headache as I didn't fully understand what to say. That's from Amanda.
Some of it is pretty hard.
Donna said she realised it wasn't for her when the teachers waved them all goodbye last Friday. How are you finding it, Matt Dyson?
Obviously, it's pretty daunting.
How old are your children, just for the people listening who may be
sick? 6 and 8 years old they are, so they're not like at a serious level of doing GCSEs or anything. That would be an absolute nightmare, this situation, but you know, they've got work to do, and we took quite a leisurely approach to starting that. You thought, you know, we'll get around to it eventually. You know, let's not stress them out too much. It's a stressful time. But then we knew that homeschooling wasn't for us when we left it so late that the school actually came round to our house to drop off the kids' books on our doorstep. like a massive hint going, everyone else has been to collect their school books. You guys haven't even bothered getting in touch yet. So they just dropped them on the doorstep.
But yeah, you do live 11 hours away from the nearest school. So.
Yeah, that's true. Because they're social distancing.
It's even sadder because the truth is I've been to Matt's little village in Mordor and he lives literally next door to the school along with the five other houses that surround it.
It's true, but now
I wonder where the Joneses are off to. They seem to be going to school. I wonder what they're collecting.
So all of our hearts dropped when we saw those school books on the doorstep, but we're now onto it. We're doing it's called the dojo or something. You log on to the school's dojo on an app on your iPad and then you can do work via that.
I was not even 100% sure what it's called.
Yeah. It's one of the scariest things I think about having kids is that you just have to learn maths again. So yeah. You can teach them the basics. Horrifying.
I know, I've forgotten more than they'll ever know.
No, I'd been so casual and relaxed about that with Evangeline getting older. That's when I recently on the show I pulled out the fact that I knew the Gelosia system of maths.
Yeah.
We were inundated with text saying, "What is that, Dave? I've never heard of that, Dave." I thought, this is gonna be tricky.
Exactly. Yeah.
Keep them coming. I realised that homeschooling wasn't for me when. It's your Friday morning where I'm asking you to complete the sentence. I realised that homeschooling wasn't for me when... Now, Matt Dyson, you've already said there's something called the school dojo. I want to point out, yeah. Matt's not 100% correct. That's its actual name. But this is a tool in which the school have made available online to help people having to homeschool during this difficult time.
That's right. Apparently some schools are like, the teachers do a webinar from their classroom and they can still teach kids just via the internet and they have a full day schedule.
Oh, wow. Cynthia, following on from what you said, has got in touch saying, I realised that homeschooling wasn't for me when I couldn't work out the school website and the child I was supposed to be teaching showed me how to do it. That's a haunty look into my future as well. Oh,
yeah,
goodness, Cynthia.
True.
Good luck, everyone. Good luck to all the parents. We'll have some more of these next. It's the Daybreak Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio on your Friday morning. We are asking you to finish the sentence, I realised that homeschooling wasn't for me when. Now, what you're about to hear, I'm afraid I cannot condone, but it's so funny that I am going to read it out loud on the show. So that's a little caveat for you there. And it comes from Kerry in Hampshire, who says, my two children, aged 9 and 12, were happily playing in the garden yesterday when a helicopter flew over. And Dave, I don't know what came over me, but I began to yell, run, 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 get indoors. The police have seen you out of the house and not in isolation. Run, run, run. They ran the fastest panic run I've ever seen. And my youngest was in tears whilst I was laughing at my own sick, deprived joke. I then had to calm them down, sit them down and reassure them that it was just mummy being silly. Sorry, girls, mummy does really love you and maybe I wasn't cut out for this homeschooling stuff, says Kerry.
Oh, no.
You're a terrible person, Kerry.
Every time I've gone out for like my, you know, designated walk, every time if I see a police officer in the distance, I have the level of nerves and guilt that I would if I committed the deadliest of crimes.
We went out for a little stroll yesterday after the show, and we went up to a nearby park, and Evie just wasn't having a good time. She was just crying, and I almost, you can't reason with her because she's 40 months old, she's unhappy, and we're hugging her and bringing her out of the buggy. And this whole while I was just thinking, like, don't you dare ruin this 20 minutes we've got outside the house, young lady. Which is really unfair on her. But yeah, I get what you mean, Glenn. I do get what you mean. Thank you for getting in touch, everybody, and being so honest and open. It is very difficult schooling your children at home. I can appreciate that. I really can. I've got two nieces and my sister's doing a wonderful job herself. So do keep it up. Yes, we do find ourselves in difficult and strange situations at the moment, but nothing can stop the juggernaut of...
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio with Wix.
Yes, 5 words, 5 grand, traditionally won on a Friday, but, well, the facts remain. It is the easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. And give it a go this morning, online one, we have Dean. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Dave. How are we doing?
Very well, thanks for asking. How are you and how are the family?
Yes, we're not bad. Currently homeschooling. I'm becoming a bit of a domestic goddess at the moment, doing loads of housework. Kids are currently doing PE, so I've sent them in the back garden. So happy days, they're out of my way. So yeah, pretty good.
An absolute natural when it comes to self-isolation. It's lovely having you on the show. The Hype Beast executive producer Mark tells me that your partner once sent some cupcakes into the breakfast show.
Yes, she did. She makes cakes and everything. So, yeah, she sent them. I'm not sure you remember when you get them. Well, sure, hopefully you did. Yeah, she sent cupcakes to you all. So, hopefully you all enjoyed them as well. She's currently out working at the moment as well because she's a key worker. She's a nurse, looking after the elderly and that. So, yeah, she's doing a great job. And obviously, it's everyone else before the NHS, anyone else out there, everyone's doing a great job at the moment as well.
Well, it's lovely of you to say all that, Dean, but the cupcakes do count as a bribery, so we're going to have to let you go for this morning, I'm afraid. No, of course, I'm only joking. It's wonderful that your partner's doing that, and as you say, giving our thanks out to all of the key workers there. Well said, Dean. So let's get down to business, shall we? Which member of my team would you most like to play alongside this morning?
I'm probably going to say Emma. So obviously, Glenn was on yesterday. But I don't know.
We can do 2 days in a row.
it is what it is. Whoever I get, let's just go for it and see what I can do.
Okay, in that case, let's spin the player generator.
5 words, 5 grand. Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
Matt Dyson.
Dean, it has landed on Matt Dyson. What's your first reaction to that?
Just go easy on me, Matt. Go easy on me.
It isn't what it isn't, Dean.
Yeah. Matt, if you'd like to take off your headphones and busy yourself around okay. The snug you have coming just off your kitchen. Dean, I am going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes into your mind. We'll give Matt Dyson the same 5 words. If all 5 match, you're going to win £5,000. And you know what? Whilst I'm totally unbiased hosting this feature on the show, you sound like a lovely guy and it's great what your wife is doing. So I really hope we get this over the line for you, my friend. And we begin with the word backwards.
Forwards.
Tin, T-I-N, tin.
Opener.
Flower.
Power.
Nice.
The penultimate word this morning is clock.
Work.
And finally, D-O-O-R, door.
Knob.
That is a fantastic set of answers.
Really? Yeah, definitely.
We will find out what Matt says next.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio. With Wix.
It's your Friday morning and it is 5 words, 5 grand. Without giving anything away, because Matt can now hear everything. Dean, how are you feeling at this moment in time?
Extremely nervous, mate. Extremely nervous.
In that case, let's get down to business, shall we, and get this over with one way or t'other. Matt Dyson,
yes.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say backwards?
Forwards.
Yes. Tin, T-I-N.
Opener.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We're at the halfway mark. Flower.
pot.
Oh, what?
Oh no, what? Power was my exclamation.
Yes.
Oh, you're joking. I thought that was too left field for Dean. Oh. I've said flower power before on this game as well. Damn.
Dean, I'm so sorry you've not won £5,000 this morning.
That's not a problem. Thank you very
sorry,
much.
Sorry, Dean. I didn't have you down as a hippie.
Let's see what your answers are to the two final words, Matt. The remaining words were clock.
Face.
Work. And door.
Knob.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Dean, it's been lovely having you on the show. As I say, send our love to the family and thank them on behalf of the UK for all of the hard work that your wife's doing and continue the hard work with the homeschooling and becoming a domestic god and all that stuff. We love it and we'll speak to you real soon.
Okay, thank you very much, people. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Dean. Take care now. So that means we will be playing Five Words, Five Grand again on Monday morning when we return. If you'd like to play along, email me right now. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Five Words, Five Grand. Absolute Radio.
It's Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, home of the Good Deed Register. Producer Will, give us a bing. We're going to be adding more names, giving you the recognition you deserve in these difficult times. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, home of the Good Deed Register.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Yes, if you are committed to doing a good deed in these difficult times or you want to get someone the recognition they deserve, then let me know via email dave@absoluteradio.co.uk or across the Absolute Radio socials, and we'll not only add their name to the list, but there's a possibility that our dear friends with DIY Benefits Wix are going to reach out and give that person a £250 Wix gift card. But I wanted to start by saying that during this time of self-isolation, people are finding things slightly strange and people are finding themselves feeling vulnerable and in difficult situations. And for a lot of people, this isn't just the last week and maybe the weeks or maybe possibly months to come, but this is 365 days a year, which is why I wanted to use the show this morning to point out something that many of us would have missed because we have been in our houses, and that is there are no vendors on the streets of the UK selling the big issue. And that's something that really needs to change. And the best way in changing that is to head to bigissue.com. It's full of pointers on how you can help. But the number one way is to subscribe. 3 months is a nice thing to do. It's £32.50. You'll then get the magazine straight to your door every week. It's a great read, as many of you will be fully aware. It's isolating, busting joy. And then the people at Big Issue will disperse the money between their vendors. So as I say, go and check out how you can do that for £32.50, bigissue.com. And let's give those guys a ding, shall we? All the vendors and the fine folk at that wonderful publication. Thank you, Producer Will. And we'll be dinging again next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Always look on the bright side of life.
It's a Friday morning. It is Good Deed Register time. Who should we be adding to it next? Well, Sean in Thurrock suggests all of his friends and colleagues who volunteer for the St John's Ambulance, who at this time of need are gearing up to support our NHS in this time of need. We're all getting to deploy all over the country to help where we can. Sean and everyone at St John's Ambulance, have yourself a ding. Producer Will, take it away. God, he loves doing that, doesn't he? He really does. Now, we tried to speak to this person, but as we are all coming from self-isolation, the patina of this show is effectively 4,000 laptops and as many headphones. We couldn't get through to him, which is a real shame, because Mark has told us that Dave and the team, I have been spending my time in isolation trying to help spread a little joy to children in isolation. Me and my friends at Hero HQ UK have been recording personalised video messages for children in isolation who may be down or struggling to understand what on earth is going on. I've been suiting up as Iron Man, Wolverine and Batman to help spread some positivity. And he says, great work to everybody. Stay safe. Well, Mark, we absolutely love that. I can't believe we can't make a telephone call to Iron Man. No. How upsetting is that?
Yeah.
How upset with all the tech gear he's got? Are you kidding me? Wix loved this story. They wanted to get involved and give you a £250 Wix gift card, which you'll probably use to buy some kind of blaster shoe that helps you fly. I don't know, Iron Man.
They do sell those, yeah.
I think there's a whole aisle of those, right? Or did I dream that? I often dream of Wickes. Anyway, the Good Deed Register will be opening again next week. Let us know who deserves a special mention and could be getting involved with a Wickes gift card. dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where we felt it very important that paying your bills was a big one this time round, which is why we have gathered £50,000 and we want to give it to one person. That one person will, rightfully so, keep 25 grand, and then the other £25,000 can be split amongst their friends and family as they see fit. All you need to do to be in the draw is text WIN to 81215. Now, you can't say the words friends or family without thinking about this breakfast show, which is why all week, which even though we haven't seen each other in two months now, I think it's been, it feels like that at least, which is why all week we've been playing a game of Mr. and Mr. and Mr. and Mrs. Each member of the team has been offering up three little facts about themselves. Do the other team members know the answers? Our names are our buzzers. And Emma Jones, on this Friday morning, is your turn. So three facts about yourself, please.
Okay, so the first question is, how tall am I?
Glenn.
Glenn.
I think you're 5'4".
Dyson.
Ooh, Dyson.
Dyson's ready to steal. 5'6".
No.
Dave.
Yes.
Oh, 5'5".
Yes. It was the only remaining option, really.
It was. I just went in the middle. We so rarely see each other standing up as well, so I'm really pleased with that as a point.
Yeah, no, that's true. That was a difficult question.
It's because we're not in the studio, because usually I make a mark of Emma's height on the doorway just to see if she can grow it. I have no idea what height she is.
She's grown so much since we started working together. It's so adorable.
Okay, the second question is, how long did it take me to run the London Marathon?
Dave. Glenn.
Dave was there first.
I'm going to say 2 hours, 3 minutes.
2 hours, 3 minutes for a marathon?
It's faster
than Paula Radcliffe.
How is it?
I'm going to go exactly double that. I'm going to go 4 hours and 6 minutes.
Okay. No, that's still quite ambitious. Dyson?
Oh, that's ambitious. 4 hours. Is it? 5 hours and 2 minutes.
Who's close?
So I think Glenn was closest. It was 4 hours, 27 minutes.
Yeah! Oh, yes. Do you know, in defence, you did your half marathon in 2 hours, 2 minutes.
Yes.
Didn't you?
I did my half marathon actually in 1:47.
Okay.
So let's take a little 15 minutes off there. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
I covered myself in glory during that.
Sorry, these are quite hard questions. I think this one's a bit easier. So the third question is,
Emma?
They're all numbers, actually. The third question is, where did I place in Come Dine With Me?
Oh, Dave.
Dave?
Third.
Yes!
Oh, unbelievable.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. 2 points.
So I think, Dave, was that two Dave for wins. You, one for Glenn and none for Matt?
Yeah.
It was two for me, one for Glenn and zero for Matt. And a little surprise for everyone, that was our next team challenge. So in fact, I've got 5 points and I go top of the leaderboard.
You can't just make yourself as you go along.
Yeah, right.
You're not
joking?
The boss of us.
If you would like to win £50,000, 25 grand could be yours, 25 to split amongst the people you love the most. Text WIN to 81215.
Absolute Radio pays your bills. You can win £50,000. Text cost £2 plus your standard network rate.
Online entry and terms at absoluteradio.co.uk.
You must be over 18 to play.
Lines close Friday, 6th of April at 6 p.m.
We're playing across the Absolute Radio network.
It's a Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio on your Friday morning. And Friday means, of course, it is time for the self-isolation pub quiz.
The self-isolation pub quiz on Absolute Radio.
So many of you gather around your smart speakers, your radios, your devices and play along. It's, well, quite simply, I've billed it as just something to do. We know that self-quiz-elated are playing, Quizzy Sunak are playing, the Hollywood handshakes are locked in and ready for today's 5 questions. Team, I know how desperately competitive you are. Please do not shout out any answers. Just write them down on your sheet of paper. No cheating. Okay. Here we go. Question one, general knowledge. As with most things, the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest has sadly been cancelled. But which country won the contest in 2019? Who won the Eurovision Song Contest in 2019? Oh, there's a groan from Dad there. It's the kind of stuff the self-isolation pub quiz brings out in families. Okay, question two. Sport. The Super Bowl was one of the few sporting events to go ahead in 2020, but which team won? Remember Emma sporting the shirt of the winning team on the show?
Yes.
Who won the Super Bowl in 2020? Okay, okay. Hoodie, sorry.
Yeah, all right, so yeah. Yeah, just put some sausage rolls on the bar.
Oh, yes, please. Lovely.
Question three, TV and film. In which year was the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory released in cinemas? In which year was the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory released in cinemas? Okay, in one of the most audacious moves in tech slash radio history, we're going to play a beat the intro clip for question four. So who knows if any of us can actually hear this, but here we go. So you get a point for the name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the ditty. Sorry to stop the pub quiz halfway through. My wife and child just walked in. Hello, baby. Hello, gorgeous.
Right, we've been practicing. What does a lion do? What does a lion do?
Ah, that's it.
Wow. Oh, so
what
scary.
Fearsome rule.
There you go. Thank you, Evie. Thank you, Sarah Jane. Where were we? Oh, question five, the final question of the self-isolation pub quiz. And it's geography. Name the capital city of the US state of California. Name the capital city of the US state of California. I'd just like to point out, in case people were half listening, because I know that everyone talks over each other, one of the questions was not, I repeat, not, what sound does a lion make? That's just a little game I'm playing with my daughter at the moment. We'll have the answers. That's coming up next.
Self-isolation pub quiz on Absolute Radio.
It's your Friday morning, and of course that means it's the self-isolation pub quiz. I have delivered the five questions for you and the family. Quite frankly, it's just something to do, and there's a small chance you might learn a new fact. And question one was general knowledge. And it was, as with most things, the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest has been cancelled. But which country won the contest in 2019? Matt Dyson, you groaned immediately because I know you're such a huge fan.
What? Well, I said Sweden. I don't really know.
I've got it.
It's the Netherlands.
Yes!
It's the Netherlands, you get a point. No. Question two was sport. Which team won the Super Bowl in 2020, one of the few sporting events to go ahead? It was, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Oh, I had the Buccaneers. were they also in the final? Were they? I don't know.
Tampa Bay. I can't remember who it was against. I think it might have been the Patriots. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Question three, TV and movies. In which year was the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory released in cinemas? The answer is 1978.
Yes, nine.
One. 1971. Oh. Question four was beat the intro. A point for the name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the song. This is what we played you. It was, of course, the Doves and There Goes the Fear.
Oh.
So well Nailed done it. If you got maximum points on
I knew that. It was Doves. I thought it was Black and White Town.
I can't check or mark any of your papers. You know that because of self-isolation. So this is on you. It's a moral dilemma.
I'm being honest, yeah.
Question five was geography. Name the capital city of the US state of California. The answer is Sacramento.
Yes.
Matt Dyson going blooming Sacramento.
Obviously LA wasn't right, but I thought maybe San Francisco, but no.
They're always like the least obvious city. It's weird.
It's like Canberra being Australia's capital.
Yeah.
So I hope you fared well in the self-isolation quiz. Hell, it's just something to do, and it will be returning to the breakfast show next Friday.
The Dave Berry self-isolation pub quiz.
It's a Friday morning, and coming up next, I'm going to launch the no-repeat guarantee, and in the absence of the big green button I normally push whilst in the studio and from self-isolation, it is, of course, once again, team, hold them aloft. It is time to toss the strep seals. Help me. Thank you ever so much for listening to the show on your Friday morning. As we head into the weekend, I know that the sensible and the right thing to do is stay in, so I hope we can have as much fun as humanly possible. We haven't had any podcast names today. I haven't rung the bell, so I'm going to leave it to my daughter, Evangeline. What should we call the podcast today?
You know, all she can do is growl like a lion.
Come on.
We're going to call it All She Can Do Is Roar Like a Lion. Get it from wherever you get your podcast from. Thank you ever so much for tuning in this week. We'll be back Monday, 6 a.m. Arrivederci.
He came, he saw, he tried to conquer, but alas, we've told him to come back next week and try again. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.